Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being here. I hope you all had a great week. Hope you all ended up doing the things that you needed to do for your life in order to take one step closer and one step further to getting to know more and more about who you are. I had a lot of mixed feelings about how I wanted to do tonight's show. I was going to go in hot and heavy, be energetic like I normally am, or I could calm it down. And I figured there's always a way to get information across so people will understand and use what you have to say productively in their life. But with 8 billion people on the planet, billion different ways you can convey a message based on how the person will interpret what you say. So how can we make a universal message go out to everybody so their mind that has been programmed will understand that they are the ones that have kept themselves locked in this cage? How do you do that? It's a big task, if you ask me. But I'm going to give it a shot, see what I can do. Now, we all know that as a child, we are discoverers. And as children, we run the yard, play with animals, get in fights, and we learn organically what our environment has to teach us. It's not until we become an adult that we start setting our ways into a belief system based on what the elders around us have taught us. What the elders around you have taught you is not truth. It is simply what the elders around them have taught them, and it's programming all the way down the line. And if you want to be deprogrammed, if you want to be unplugged from this societal brainwashing and the societal programming, there are specific techniques which will take the time, dedication, emotion, and complete being to transform. It won't happen intellectually. You can read every book on the planet and you'll be a great intellectualist, if that's a word. But you will not be enlightened. You will not know yourself to the degree that you should know yourself. Let's go ahead and let's get into some techniques. The one universal thing that every human has in common is they have to breathe air in order to live. Whether religion, it doesn't matter what color, what creed, what race. You have to use the breath in order to live. I can take away your arms, your fingers, your legs. I can take away a kidney, a lung. I can take away all kinds of different organs. I can cut your small intestine in half and plug it back in. You'll still live. You'll still be living. But if I take your breath away, your life ceases here on the planet. You're done. There's no more. So if we can tune in and tap in to using our breath will give us life, okay? The everlasting life they talk about in the Bible. So let's go ahead and let's use the breath and use our mind, use our emotions and the action of the breath. And all we have to do is take our mind and our willpower and say, I want to change my life. I want to change my reality. I want to create. I want to be in bliss. I want to be happy. I want. Maybe you desire to be desireless because you've seen your life be burdened by desire. So you think you're going to go to the monk side or be Zen. And you're saying, well, I'm just going to be desireless. So you desire to be desireless. Desiring to be desireless is still a desire. You can't desire to do nothing. That's desiring. And that's doing. So we can access higher consciousness from many different places, from many different avenues. If we access our consciousness through many different places, the one thing that happens in all of these places, whether it be religions, yogic practices, whatever it is, the one thing that umbrellas everything is the awareness. So if we can take our breath and merge it with our awareness, we will be connected to a place that is outside of the thinking mind. If we can take the awareness and the breath and remove ourselves from the thinking mind, we can create in this third dimensional reality the things that we want to create by running our own mind and not allowing the mind to run us. If you have songs that constantly play in your head, I did when I was a kid and I still do from time to time. If you have a song that plays in your head, or if you have a dwelling of the past or thoughts of the future and you're missing this moment right now, your mind is on autopilot and you are not in control. So in order to be the creator, you have to have some control. And I don't like to use the word control in a way that's Hitler-like or Obama-like, whatever you want to label it. You want to be the governor of your life. And unless you're in tune, it's not going to happen. Every thought that you have ever thought has led you to where you are now, and where you are now might not exactly be where you want to be. If it is, great, keep going. But if it's not, and you are the product of every thought that you've ever thought, what does that tell you about how you think? So, let's move forward and get to the techniques that are needed to overcome this little mind. Some of the things that we have to do first is check our diet. Check our outer reality first. What kind of situation do we live in? Is it the kind that's pleasant and peaceful? What kind of music do we listen to? How many times a day do we watch TV? What sort of programming do we allow inside of our mind? The five senses are simply USB ports that download this reality to your brain called the hard drive. So if you're not programming the brain with the kind of knowledge that enhances your life, then you're being programmed by society, which is ruling you and governing you, and it's probably something you don't want in your life. And I agree. It sucks. So go ahead and let's work with the breath. It's been a few shows now. I've kind of delved into some basic things about the breath, but I'm not exactly sure. Even some of these, quote, advanced people, I'm not exactly sure they realize what that means. The breath is going to be the significant life-changing factor of how many layers of yourself you dissolve. The breath is what dissolves all the elements within you. The breath is how Kundalini gets raised. The breath is the key to everything, to knowing everything. The key of astral projection is breathing. This is the key to everything. So we have to pay a little bit more attention to the breath, despite what kind of practice we have now, even if it is some sort of yoga practice. A lot of people hit me up this week who do all kinds of different yogas, and I ask them about the breath, and they always say, yes, they breathe deeply, or this or that type of breath, but where's the focus, and where's the intention, and where's the guide with the breath? You have to add these things as a puzzle piece together. An engine doesn't work with just fuel. If you have fuel, you have to have pistons to run the fuel. If you have pistons, you have to have fire. You have to have heat. In order to drive the car, you need a steering wheel. You need a gas pedal so the gas knows to go to the engine. It's a whole harmonics that needs to happen in order for the machine to run right. The same goes with you and your life. Your breath needs to be fueled by emotion. Your thoughts, your focus has to be on a specific point in your body to fuel your breath and to drive it to the destination it needs to go. Once you're at that destination, you light the breath up with your emotion and your will, despite what the body says. The body's going to say, hurry up and breathe faster, or I'm bored, or I'm sleepy, or this, or that. The breath, the mind is going to try to override you. Your legs hurt, your back hurts, this happens, that happens. Fuck off. You understand? Kick rocks. Do not allow the mind to come in and dictate what you are going to do. Never. I don't also mean fight it, okay? You just stay in it, and you stay with the breath, and you stay with your intention, you stay with your emotion, and you build on that fire, and you do not waver from your focus. If you waver from your focus and see a little cute little butterfly that goes down, and you this happens, and that happens, and all kinds of things, you're not in meditation. Meditation happens after a certain amount of things have come together. Until then, you're simply just fueling and priming yourself for meditation. There's many people who've spent 40, 50, 60 years simply priming themselves, doing all kinds of yogas, doing all kinds of kriyas and breathing techniques, just to hit a couple minutes of samadhi. These guys are missing it. You have to add all of the components together to have the experience that you want to experience. So as you're driving the breath, you have your focus, pure, intentive, laser beam focus to the direct spot you're working on. Whatever is imbalanced or unbalanced or however you feel, go to the spot that designates those emotions and hit it. Then you work the breath in, and you work the breath out. Make sure both nostrils are open. If one nostril is dominant, you can shut the other nostril, breathe in, switch, breathe out. Plug the nostril, breathe in, switch, breathe out, until you feel a balance in the energy and in the hemispheres. Once you have this balance, you can then sit back. Relax, and now work the breath. One of the techniques that I like to show people to really give them the experience of that first little spark point of knowing what the breath and prana feels like. It's an example of taking a 9-volt battery and sticking it on your tongue. It gives you a little bit of zap. That's almost like what the breath does inside. Not obviously with the physical zzz of the tongue. But if you breathe in, and everybody can experiment with this, go ahead and breathe in. And don't stop breathing in. Never stop breathing in. Even if the body is full of air, the throat's full of air, the chest is full of air, the lungs, as soon as the body is full of air and expanded, see if you can relax it even further. Relax the body, but continue with the in-breath no matter what. If no breath is coming in, no oxygen, no air is coming in, that's okay. The function of the in-breath is what is going to drive that prana down. Try it. Breathe in, breathe in, breathe in. Keep your focus down on your sacral or your root, whatever, your navel. Doesn't matter. Drive the breath down. Breathe in, breathe in. Now start relaxing the face and the chest and everything around you. Relax, relax, and just compel that breath down inside of you. Breathe, breathe in, breathe in. Even when the body's full, continue with the in-breath. A sensation of sucking honey through a straw should fill you. And you should feel everything starting to happen. Little things like your hip joints maybe relaxing and opening. Maybe the spots in your neck that were tight that are now relaxed. Maybe some spots in your mid upper back that were tense that now popped open, and you feel the energy flowing through the spinal column. Once you have this energy flowing through the spinal column, you have what's called the microcosmic orbit working. Once the microcosmic orbit is working, you can start to function. You can start to make your own thoughts. You can start to create the environment around you as if you're playing yourself in a video game. And that's truly what we want. We want to have the utmost deep experiences in life. And it all starts with deprogramming the way that you've been taught in your life. Even if it was a Zen Buddhist monk teaching, even if it was a Krishna this or that, it doesn't matter. What matters is, what is the quickest, most universal way to have you get the experience to what they call the source, God, the divine nature, anything you want to call it. It's the energy that exists within you. What's the quickest way for you to get in touch with the energy which controls your thoughts and your emotions? Once you get in touch with that energy, can you create with your own life? Think about that. What can you do with your life once you can direct the energy of thought? Because thought is how everything has been created. Edison did not create the light bulb. He didn't sit there one day and just think of a fire inside of a glass bulb. It didn't happen that way. It happened as he had charges, alligator clips on a copper wire. And he just so happened to bend it in a U shape, and it lit up. Once it lit up, he decided, wait a minute, I can put this in a container, and I can make light in people's homes with it, or wherever, at his desk. So it was a process of discovery that knowledge is learned. Knowledge isn't learned by remember and regurgitate. That's what this system schooling is all about. They don't teach you how to learn. All they do is force you to remember and regurgitate. Therefore, you are already a programmed robot without ever knowing it. So you have to continue the process of discovery in order for you to learn more about yourself and your life and the things that you need for your life. If you want to exit the human system, there's a way to do that. If you want to be like Donald Trump and own the world, you can do that. Or the Rockefellers, you can do anything that you want to do. That's what this purpose is for. That's what this life is for. It's your choice if you want to do this incarnation again or not. For me personally, I'm done. I want out as quick as possible, and I want to share how to get out as quick as possible. So the process they call Mahasamadhi, that process alone means that your life energies are so exuberant that your body and mind simply cannot hold them any longer. And once your body and your mind cannot hold your life energies any longer, you transfer to the next dimension. Now, how do we waste our energy here? We waste it through input, we waste it through sex, we waste it through alcohol, drugs, rock and roll, and anything. We waste it through watching TV, we waste it through studying. We waste energy in every single moment that the five senses are activated. Scientists have talked about REM sleep. Why does the body recover faster for an athlete when they're only in REM sleep? It's because of the same process as an engine. The body needs rest. The mind has to recover. And only when the five senses are shut off and the REM sleep turns on and the melatonin gets pumped into your pineal gland does the reconstructive process begin. The same way that a 3D printer can make a gun or a bridge is the same thing that you can do to your body. With your will, with your intention, and with your focus, and with your breath, if you can guide prana and energy to specific places in your body, you are literally your own 3D printer. You can print relaxation. You can print growth in muscle. You can print healing. You can reconstruct your entire body. I've done it. Other people have done it as well. John Chang can light things on fire with his hand because he knows how to move chi from his navel. So this isn't a magical thing. This is just simple technology that we live in called the human body. And we're so worried with the outer technology that we fail to look inwardly where the real technology is. Anything that you've ever looked at or saw with your eyeballs has come from the thing that you have in your own head called a brain. It was simply discovered from this technology, the technology of your body, your mind, and how it works. So in order for you to achieve a new state of awareness, a new state of arrival, arriving at this moment in a way that allows you pure, utter, orgasmic bliss. Light yourself on fire with this practice. And I mean that. Get fired up about it. Be excited about it. Realize that you're the child that just realized that Disneyland is real. And you are actually going to go there someday. Okay? This is, I can't explain to you how detrimental it is. Also, I'm not going to hit on it in this program, but astral projection. Really practice every night. Set your alarm clock for 4 a.m. Hit the alarm. Relax. Keep your mind awake while your body is absolutely frozen, stiff, and still. As your body is frozen, stiff, and still, don't move until your body freezes and locks up. Get over the fear. I don't care if you see demons and black shadowy guys and all kinds of whatever nonsense. It's nonsense. It's just nonsense. You are bigger than them. You are stronger than them. And you can control them. And I'm not joking. You can rule over any legion of demons that exists. The energy that you have inside of you is more powerful than any energy that exists. Alien, entity, whatever you want to think. You are made with the God energy. But until you get to know that, you are subject to the human weakness. So, please, take some time. Take some time to get your mind still. Take some time and overcome in meditations. Spend an hour every day if you can. 1 hour is not a lot. Take your time. A lot of these yogis are telling you you only do 15, 20 minutes. I get it. I get it. But if you're real and you want a real practice and you want to really take your life in your own hands, 20 minutes is not enough. You need to, I'm going 4 hours a night. So it has to get done. We have to unite together on a different plane in order for there to be peace on this planet. And it sounds crazy, but the way we think depends on what happens to the future of this world. Personally, I can care less. I'm going to be out of here. You all should be out of here. But it exists, and I live here, you live here, we all live here. So let's make it now as peaceful, blissful, and amazing as we possibly can. Go meet your neighbors. We have so much time spent on Facebook and all this electronic communication. People don't even know who their neighbors are anymore. When I was a kid, I knew every single one of them and had been into every single one of their houses. And I've eaten in every single one of them, made sandwiches from their fridge. Now, there's no way that can happen. It can, but not with the type of consciousness that society has regurgitated, vomited up all over the humans, all over humans and us. Well, that was a long rant. I hope you guys can get something from this, something that you can fuel your life with. If there's anything that I can do to help you fuel and get that deep, you call it rage, call it anger, call it frustration, whatever, get that power, get that energy and use it for the liberation of you and your life. Once you get that power, you'll never stop breathing. Purposely, consciously, every minute of your life will be a long, good inhale. And you will start to vibrate on a frequency you've never vibrated before. And that doesn't mean your body's going to shake like a vibrator. No. It means that internally you're going to hum as if you would hum inside after the orgasm. And that's what you want, to be a whole, complete human being. When we're whole and we're complete human beings, life is ours. Remember that song, "You Have the Whole World in Your Hands" as a kid? You got the whole wide world in your hands, right? Remember? It's true. So be kind to the world. Make love to the world. All right, guys. Peace.